Hare Krishna, so we'd like to welcome you for the final and the concluding session of the Journey of Self-Discovery course, which is entitled The Complete Science and Perfection of Yoga. Now yesterday, you can recall from yesterday we discussed that the cause of our coming in this world is the reactions to our good and our bad karma. Because these reactions of good and bad karma are due in our karmic account, either to enjoy the good reactions or to suffer the bad reactions, we are given a birth. For every action, there is an equal corresponding reaction. So, what could the solution probably be? All of those reactions which are there in store in our life till now, millions of lives we have lived, millions of good and bad things we have done, millions of good and bad reactions may still be in store. They may still not have come in our lives. And simply for them to come, we are still to be bound to this world and take another birth. So the first thing that we require is a process by which all of the reactions till today, till the time we have begun a spiritual process, all of the reactions from the first day in this world. When was the first day in the world? When was our first day in this world? Krishna created Brahma. The day we left Krishna and came to this world. And when is that date? No one knows. Time immemorial. Millions and millions and millions and millions of years have passed and we have been in this world. From that day on, we have been in this prison. And what have we been doing? Good and bad things. And so many reactions, both good and bad, have been piling up, piling up, piling up, piling up, piling up. Can you imagine the baggage that we are carrying with us? So many reactions. So the first requisite is, we should do things in a way that all these reactions are turned to zero. Alright, now my karmic account is zero. Sab kuch saaf ho gaya. Right, everything is finished. And then once again I start acting. Are you going to stop acting? Today I'll teach you a magic formula. A formula that when adopted, everything till today is finished. And what from today onwards? Right. Today, from today onwards, is it that every action does not have an equal and opposite reaction? The law of karma still applies. Which means we need two things. Number one, freedom from all the piled up reactions till today. And number two, a process of acting in a way that there will be no more reactions to what we do. Right? Is it possible? Is it possible? If every action has an equal and opposite reaction, is there a possibility that you do something, but you don't get a reaction? There is a possibility. Alright, let's discuss a little more about that. Now let's say, a soldier goes to fight at the war front against an enemy country. And the soldier goes there, uses his machine gun to shoot people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 100, as many as he shoots, he's honored. Right. He comes back after killing hundreds of soldiers and he is invited to Delhi on the Republic Day and is given an honor. Right? Given some medals and chakras. Right. Now he feels wonderful. I killed so many people. I got some chakras. He comes back to his hometown. takes the same machine gun and starts shooting people in his neighborhood. What do you think the government of India will do? Call him on the Republic Day and give him chakras, medals. What will they do? They'll give him a different chakra made of rope in his neck. Right. He'll be hanged to death. Is it not? So is the activity different, friends? The same activity. He was killing on the war front, and in his hometown when he comes back also he's killing. The same person on the war front, the same person in the hometown, the same activity of killing, the same activity of killing, the same machine gun on the war front, the same machine gun in the hometown. For one act is honored, for another act he is punished. Why? He on behalf of the nation. And what does the nation mean? The country. And what does the country mean? Society. The government of India. He is doing it on behalf of the government of India, the defense forces. So long as he acts for the defense forces, he kills 100, 1000, 2000 on the war front, no problem. He is rewarded. As soon as he independently kills according to his own whims, he is punished. So also, friends, we are not going to change our activities. Remember this. Change of activities is not the solution. Neither is refraining from activities the solution. What are most of you thinking? Na rahega bas, na bajegi basuri. Ye action ki wajah se sab lapda hai. Action is causing reaction, and reaction is causing rebirth. I don't want rebirth, so I shouldn't have reaction. I shouldn't have reaction, so I should stop action. What a wonderful proposal. Just stop acting. You love that proposal? Is it possible to stop acting? No. So you can't refrain from action. Clear? Now you can't refrain from action. Can you change your actions? How will you change your actions? Modification process. Right. The point is, actions need not be changed. Then what is to be changed? Take the example of the soldier. So long as the action was being done for the government, in the interest of the government, that action got no reaction. Right. That's another thing. Yeah. Positive reaction. Right. And then when he was acting against the interest of the government, he was being punished for it. So also, so long as we simply act for our own selves, each and every single action we do, good or bad, will get a reaction. As soon as we learn the art of acting for God, acting for the interests of God, that action does not have a reaction. And what is such an action called? A karma. That action which does not get any reaction. Let me tell you an interesting story. Once there was a wealthy Marwadi businessman. And this Marwadi businessman, he just painted all the walls of his house with fresh paint. Right. Nicely painted it up. And then someone came and wrote on his wall, "Vote for XYZ, BJP. This man came out and started shouting, "Who the hell he thinks he is? If he comes again, I'll break his leg and I'll hand him over to the police." Now two tiny kids, were standing a distance apart. One said to the other, "Chal dekhte hai tere mein kitna daring hai." उस पर कुछ लिखने का नहीं, उसको छू के आ बस। वो खड़ा है उधर सेठ जी, जस्ट टच दैट वॉल एंड कम एंड आई विल गिव यू 20 रुपीज। द अदर फेलो सेठ, क्या मेरे को क्या समझाए, आई विल नॉट ओनली गो एंड टच देयर, आई विल पेंट ऑन द वॉल इन बिगर साइज अल्फाबेट्स इन बिगर फॉन्ट्स देन दिस गाय हैज पेंटेड। क्या समझ क्या रखा है मुझे। दिस फेलो वेंट एंड विद अ बिग जार ऑफ पेंट एंड अ ब्रश एंड स्टार्टेड राइटिंग समथिंग ऑन द वॉल इन बिगर साइज अल्फाबेट्स देन दिस पोलिटिकल पार्टी प्रोपोनेंट हैड रिटन। सेठ जी वॉज इन साइड द हाउस। By the time the Sage ji came outside, the whole thing was over. And the Sage ji read. And there was a sweet smile on the face of Sage ji. Sage ji called the Sethani. Said, Sethani ji, bahar aaiye. Bacche ko 4 laddu khilaiye. Laddu hi nahi khilaiye. Saath saath mein 500 rupiya bhi dijiye inaam. Now this child was surprised. Mera 20 rupiya to gaya. But this guy is getting 500 rupees plus 4 laddus also. Right. So now he was surprised. What happened, you know? What made this change in this Sethji? So this other boy came close to see what was written on the wall. The boy had painted on the wall, sticking off posters and painting on this wall is prohibited. You see? And the Sage ji thought, this brilliant idea never came in my mind only. Right. Wonderful, he has done this job for me, I'll reward him with some laddus, I'll give him some money. You see, this world is like a big house belonging to God. He is the Sage ji here. Right. He is the Sage ji for this world. And what are we doing? When we act against the interest of the owner of the house, we are definitely going to be punished for it. As soon as we act in the interest of the owner of the house, we are going to be rewarded for it. As soon as we act in the interest of God, whatever we do, we are rewarded. And what is the reward? Yeah, but before that, freedom from reactions. The reward that God gives us when we act for Him is freedom from reactions. You see? That is why we are all supposed to perform akarma or activities for the pleasure of God. Activities in the interest of Krishna. And this science of working for Krishna or akarma is called the science of yoga. Right. Yoga means that activity which will not give you reactions for what you do. Next. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells us, Tasmad yogi bhava Arjuna. Arjuna, you must become a yogi. Huh? Wonderful. Sala aur Jija. Dono ke beech mein dialogue chal raha hai. Hamko kyu beech mein ghaseet rahe ho bhai? I have heard comments like that from people. Krishna and Arjuna are Sala Jija, no? Krishna's sister Subhadra was married to Arjuna. Sala Jija ke beech mein kuch chal raha hai. और हमको 6 दिन तक परेशान किया, 1 दिन भी नहीं, 6 दिन तक परेशान किया किसी साला जीजा के डायलॉग के लिए। एंड बाय द वे, व्हाट इज लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेइंग? तस्माद योगी भव, यू बी अ योगी। एंड हुम इज इट टेलिंग? तस्माद योगी भव अर्जुन, अर्जुन यू मस्ट बिकम अ योगी। राइट, सो एज सून एज वी हियर दैट वी से a sigh of relief. किसको योगी बनना है? अर्जुन को. The instruction is given to Arjuna, तस्माद योगी भव अर्जुन. Did Krishna say तस्माद योगी भव अमर? Did Krishna say तस्माद योगी भव रितेश? तस्माद योगी भव दिस एंड भव दैट? तस्माद योगी भव अर्जुन. चलो थैंक गॉड कम से कम लास्ट दिन तो पल्ले हमारा सब कुछ छोड़ गया. नाउ देयर इज नो टेंशन, वी कैन गो बैक होम पीसफुली एंड डू व्हाट वी लाइक बिकॉज अर्जुन इज सपोज टू बी अ योगी. नाउ हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू सीन अ हेल्थ शो ऑन अ टेलीविजन? सम ऑफ यू हैव, सम ऑफ यू हैवंट. नाउ व्हेनेवर देयर इज अ हेल्थ शो ऑन टीवी देयर इज एन इंटरव्यूअर हु आस्क्स हेल्थ रिलेटेड क्वेश्चंस एंड देन देयर इज एन इंटरव्यूई अ डॉक्टर अ स्पेशलिस्ट हु गिव्स answers to these questions. Now let's say the health show is on Monday and today is Monday and on television we are watching this health show and the interviewer is asking a cancer specialist. The host today is a cancer specialist and what is the interviewer asking the cancer specialist? So sir, my question to you is, what is the cause of cancer? And what are the symptoms of cancer? What is the line of treatment for cancer? What are the medicines for cancer? What should be done as preventive measures to avoid cancer? And so on and so forth. And the show is over. The next week, on Monday again when the health show is featured, the interviewer is the same, but the specialist doctor has changed. Now we have on the health show an AIDS doctor, an AIDS specialist. What are the questions? What is the cause of AIDS? What are the symptoms of AIDS? What is the line of treatment? What should be the preventive measures? And da 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 da. Next week, a TB specialist. Next week, a migraine specialist. Next week, a cholera specialist. Whatever. So many different doctors. A childish person thinking in the audience will think, bichara interviewer, right? He has cancer, he has AIDS, he has cholera, he has tuberculosis, he has migraine, he has all of these problems. Otherwise, why the hell is he coming and asking all these questions, you know? Is the interviewer having all of these diseases? No. Then why is the interviewer asking all of these questions? Thank you. Why is the interviewer asking all of these questions? For? Whose questions are they? Our questions. Who is asking? The interviewer. The answers given by the specialist doctor are meant for whom? The interviewer? No, for us. The interviewer is simply becoming a via medium. Right. The battlefield of Kurukshetra is a health show. A health show where spiritual health is being discussed. Who is the specialist giving the interview? Lord Krishna. Who is the interviewer? And who is the audience? All of us. The questions posed by Arjuna are not Arjuna's questions, just as the questions posed by the interviewer are not his questions. The interviewer is simply asking these questions on behalf of the audience. So also, Arjuna's questions to Lord Krishna are our questions. He is simply asking them on our behalf. Thereby, the answers given by the doctor are not meant for the interviewer, but for those in the audience. So also, whatever Krishna is telling Arjuna is not meant for Arjuna, it is meant for all of us. Just see, this one example has turned the tables over. Krishna said, Tasmad Yogi Bhava Arjuna. Was it meant for Arjuna? No. Whom is it meant for? For all of us. So this instruction given by Lord Krishna that one must be a yogi is meant not for Arjuna. Arjuna is already a yogi. It's meant for all of us. Now friends, as soon as you hear the word yoga, what comes to your mind? Huh? Clubbing. Right? Clubbing. As soon as we hear the word yoga, something called as clubbing comes to our mind. Asanas. Asanas come to our mind, Matsyasan, Shirshasan. Right. Union. As soon as we hear the word yoga, union comes to our mind. Anything else comes to mind? Meditation. Meditation, right. Fantastic. Sannyas. As soon as we hear the word yoga, sannyas. Samadhi. Right. Anything else comes to your mind?
Yoga matlab yogi to hoga hi na. Jo yoga karta hai, wo yogi. Naturally.
Right. Away from the material. That's sannyas. Anything else? Joining. Union. Joining. Alright. These are very wonderful answers. So first we will discuss what yoga is not. Then we will discuss what yoga is. Like there was once a madman, half crazy. He came to an electronic shop and he went and asked the owner, "Sir, how much do you sell that TV for?" The owner said, "We don't sell TVs to fools." This man thought, how does he know I'm a fool, you know? So he came back home, thought maybe I look like a fool. So he changed his appearance and went. Completely different looking. He became a blondie and all that stuff. And he went and he asked, "Sir, how much do you sell that television for?" The owner replied back, "We don't sell television to fools." Sorry, now I'm a blondie. I have even put contact lens. And this contact lens makes my iris blue, you know. My eyes look different, my hair look different, my hairstyle. How did he know? He said, "Now I will try a different hairstyle." What is a different hairstyle? No. New hairstyle. Completely. Very beneficial hairstyle. You don't have to worry about combing your hair for the party, you know. Just get ready and rush. But there's one major disadvantage. You don't know till where to wash your face. Everything happens to appears to be the same level. You see? So he changed his hairstyle, shaved himself off and came. And now he said, "Sir, how much do you sell that television for?" He said, "We don't sell television to fools." Now this guy couldn't resist. "How do you know I'm a fool?" The shopkeeper said, "For your kind information, that is a microwave oven." Now if you point to a microwave oven and ask someone, "How much do you sell that TV for?" thrice, once is sufficient to know that he is a fool. Why? And if you repeat it thrice, it's all the more confirmed that you are a fool.
Right.
A microwave oven often looks like a television. So when we go buying something, we need to first know what a TV is and what a TV is not. Because if you don't know what a TV is and what it is not, then you will buy something which is not a TV, considering it to be a TV. So also, unless you know what yoga is and what it is not, you will do something and think it is yoga. Next. Yoga. What it is not. It is not an exercise meant for a shapely body or for good health and increased sense gratification. You know, people think, "Arey, gym mein jayega, workout karega, baad mein back toot jayega. Biceps, triceps badega, lekin back bhi toot jayega." Let us revert back to our Vedic culture. Only for this. Everywhere else, no Vedic culture. Only for this. Let's go back to our asanas and build our body. Make it shapely. There is too much fat coming out from the different areas of my body. I need to trim down on all of that fat and make my body shapely, beautiful, handsome, slim, trim, and keep my health fantastic. Do yoga every day. How many minutes? 45 minutes, an hour, and all the excess fat will go away. And there are some asanas which will put your body in perfect shape. Handsome, you know, you will really become handsome. You'd like to be like that man up there? I know. Of course, we didn't put the picture of a lady there, but anyone would like to be handsome and lovely and trim and slim and all that stuff. And then, would you like to have good health? I know you would. Do yoga.
Right. Yoga is not meant for a shapely body or better health so that you can enjoy better.
No. Next.
Yoga is not also meant for an increased lifespan. There are people who propagate this. Yoga to increase your lifespan. It is possible by yoga sins to increase your lifespan. But that's not what yoga is. Have you heard of what is called as the sakura trees? Or the redwood trees? The redwood trees. Huge. So huge that they have dug tunnels and vehicles and people can pass through at the basement of the tree. These trees have been standing erect for the last 3,000-4,000 years. Just because they live long.
Are they yogis? No. Which means yoga is not meant for an increased lifespan. Next. Yoga is not meant for mystic powers. This is a photograph, not a picture, by the way. Right.
By performance of yoga, you can levitate in air. If you want to hear the Bhagavad Gita course, you could float in air.
Right.
We can have a Gita course where the speaker floats in the air and the audience also floats in the air. No need for sofas, no need for chairs. Fantastic, no? Levitating in air.
You can walk on water.
Oh, what a wonderful thing. You could walk on water. You can get what you want. Just think of it. Wave your hand in the air.
Here it is.
I want pomegranates from Kabul. On your hand. I want dates from the Middle East. That's called mystic powers. It is one of the byproducts of one yoga system. But yoga is not meant for mystic powers. Generally people think I'll do yoga and I'll get these powers. One time a man came to a sadhu and said, Maharaj, Maharaj, there is one very special person who has come to our town. He said, what happened? He said, look, that fellow can walk on water. The sadhu said, I can pay 25 paisa to the ferry wala and cross the river, you know. Why do I have to do yoga to get the siddhi of walking on water when there are so many ferry walas available to cross me across the river?
Right. Yoga is not meant for mystic powers.
What?
Neither is yoga mean emaciated renunciation and meditation.
Someone said yoga means meditation. Someone said yoga means samadhi. Someone said yoga means sannyas, being away from the world. Look at this gentleman here. Doesn't look like he lives in Bombay, you know? Definitely doesn't look like he lives in Bombay. Lives in some remote part of the Himalayas maybe. And there's no one around. Maybe some tigers and snakes and stuff like that. And doesn't seem to be like normal, you know.
Right.
He is a yogi. A sannyasi. A renunciant. Who has given up family life. Who has given up material world. Not material world, material life. And has gone in the forest to meditate. This is not yoga.
Right?
So now we are very clear. Yoga is what yoga is not. Now let's discuss what yoga is. Emaciated means there is practically no flesh in your body. You become thin. All the fat in your body is gone out and all you could see is some bones remaining in your body. That's called an emaciated renunciate.
Right.
Because by the practice of yoga, you can increase your lifespan. How? Yoga has one limb called as pranayama. Pranayama means controlling your breath. Your lifespan is not decided in terms of the number of years. Your lifespan is decided in terms of number of breaths. The number of breaths that you are going to take is certain. And those number of breaths correspond with 50 years. And therefore you say you live for 50 years. Now if you have perfect control over your breath, sometimes people can live without breaths for hours. Yogis. And then that many number of hours are added to their
lifespan.
In this way, by the control of breaths, a yogi can increase his lifespan to as long as he wants. But this is not yoga. Yoga comes from the dhatu, Sanskrit dhatu, yuj. And yuj means to, as madam said, join, jodna. As soon as you hear the word join, what comes in your mind? United. So what someone said? Fevical ka jo? Who said that? Fevical ka. As soon as we hear jodna, join, bole fevical ka jod. I'll tell you something. I was thinking of this example only at this moment. Couldn't have been a better one. You see? As soon as you think of jodna, you think fevical ka jod. So fevical ka jod means what do you think then? Pakka. And what else do you think? Huh? Without God. And what else do you think? I am asking you a fundamental question. As soon as we talk of joining, what is required? You should not open. Yeah, what is required? Becoming one. Huh? Becoming one. You require an adhesive. Right? Now, I have this microphone in my hand. I want to join it. I have the adhesive also. Join it to what? To my mouth? Join it to what? As soon as we talk of joining, we should have minimum two things, friends. How can we talk of joining one thing? Joining involves a minimum of two things, and therefore we have Fevicol ka jod, tootega nahi, Pidilite Industries. There is one that, two wooden pieces joined together, Pidilite written on that, and one side is, both sides I guess is, elephants trying to pull it apart. Fevicol ka jod hai, tootega nahi, right. So joining means minimum two things. So if yoga refers to joining, joining what? Soul with Krishna. Now we have given up the association of Krishna and come to this world. That process which joins us back to God, Krishna, is called the process of yoga. Yoga doesn't mean shirsasan. Yoga doesn't mean sannyas. Yoga does not mean good health or a shapely body. I'll come to that. Right. You see? Yoga means the process of joining the soul back to Krishna. Kya? Atma leke kya Krishna ko chipka denge? Hai na? Atma nikala. Bale, chalo abhi marte samay apne rishtedaron ko bol dena. Marunga na? Meri kabar ke paas ek Pidilite Industries ka fevicol bhi chod dena. Ye jodna hai na? Atma ko Krishna se jodna hai. What does the joining refer to? Lean ho jana. Huh? Yaad nahi rehna. Yaad mein rehna. Always thinking of him. What does that joining refer to? Selflessness. Krishna mai ho jana. Krishna bhakti. Complete surrender. No ego. Man se. All are right. Nothing is wrong. They are all after what I want. Right. After what the answer I am expecting, all of these things are true. Huh? Removal of I. That's what he said. Removal of ego. My question is that when I say I have to join myself back to Krishna, does it refer to taking some heavy call and joining? Definitely not. So what does that joining refer to? Someone said by the mind, someone said surrender, removal of ego, Krishna my lean, one, all of that stuff is over, and I'm expecting something more. Huh? Not physical joining. That's very good. Not physical joining. So what joining? Huh? Love for him. And what does love mean? Huh? What does love mean? Fantastic. That's a very good one. Please give me the Sindhi wordings later, because you know I always quote different languages. So next time I can add Sindhi to my list also. Right. That's good one. That's definitely there. That's true.
Right. When you talk of love, what do you talk of? Harmony, satisfaction, sacrifice.
Love involves minimum two people. Service, association, care,
friends. The first basic thing that love involves is a relationship.
Without relationship, service, freedom from ego, thinking when the hands are working and thinking of him or her, and doing all of that comes later. But when you talk of love, there first has to be a relationship. Can you talk of love without a relationship?
No.
So as soon as I say joining, do toote dil, phir jud gaye. What does that mean? The relationship is once again established. So when we talk of joining, what do we talk of? I have given up my relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world and come here. What is the process of yoga? That process which joins me back with Krishna in my relationship with Him. That joining refers to the revival of a relationship with Krishna. Next. In the spiritual world, by practicing it here in the material world. Yoga, what it actually is? Union and love between individual and Supreme Consciousness, God, and the soul, or living entity, Jiva and God, Ishvara. Yogi is a person whose life and activities are oriented towards re-establishing his relationship with God. Anything that is short of this is not yoga. Yoga means it has to involve union between God and us, and it has to involve the revival of our relationship with God. Now, is that clear with all? What yoga is not and what yoga is. Now, let's see a classification of the different types of yogas. Now, how many of you have read a little bit of the Gita? Quite a few here. Now, what are the different types of yogas mentioned in the Gita, or at least we have heard of? Kahi suni. Gyan yoga. Write down, Prabhu. Bhakti yoga. Brahma. Huh? Karma yoga. Huh? Ashtanga yoga. Okay. Raja yoga. Hatha yoga. Hatha yoga. Bahut hat karte hai lo. Hatha yogis. What are the yogas? Huh? Samkhya yoga. Ho gaya? Bhakti yoga. Likha na bhakti. Abhi double double kahan aayega? Finish. Samkhya. Samya yoga. Huh? Gyan yoga likha na? Vigyan yoga. Abhi naye naye yog ban rahe hain. Newer and newer yoga processes. Krishna is thinking, I thought I was the authority on yoga. Ye achanak kya ho gaya? Chopati mein naye naye yoga ban rahe hain. Now we have a list of several different types of yoga here on the board. Right. Let's see what are the different types of yogas mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, according to the scriptures, human beings are divided in two categories. First is called law abiders and law breakers. Who are the law abiders? Who make sure that they follow penal code 420, 421, 422, 368.95. Law abiders.
When we talk of law abiders, whom do we refer to? Those who abide by the laws of the scriptures, not by the laws of the constitution of India. And when we talk of lawbreakers, whom do we refer to? Those who break the laws of the scriptures and work against the scriptures. You know, there was once a man, and his wife had hard time getting him off his drinking. She was trying really hard to stop his drinking, but he wouldn't comply. One morning the wife was in ecstasy, jumping, you know. She read in the newspaper a very convincing article why one should give up drinking liquor. So she turned the newspaper right to that page and kept it on the bedside of the husband. And the husband got up early in the morning, read this article first and started shouting, "I have given up, I have given up, I have given up." The lady came shouting, "Fantastic, you've given up, wonderful. Whoever wrote this article, I'm going to give him 1,000 rupees. The husband said, "Arey, if you give, why you are giving him, give me 1,000 rupees, ek mahine ka ho jayega mera arrangement." The lady said, "But you just now said I have given up." The husband said, "I have given up reading newspapers." Why? Because newspapers tell me I should stop drinking liquor. Because scriptures tell me I should do this, I should do this, I should not do this, I should... I have given up, I have given up. What? Reading scriptures. This is the category of the lawbreakers who go against the laws and the rules of the scriptures. Now, amongst the law abiders are four categories: karma yogis, jnana yogis, ashtanga yogis and bhakti yogis. These are the four yoga systems which are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita: karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga and bhakti yoga. What is karma yoga? Go on. Please do not bother about these technical details. Go on. We are not going to cover any of these in details now. We will come to a conclusion what the main system of yoga given in the Gita is. No, come back. Don't go on till I tell you. Just keep it here. We will come to a conclusion what is the main system of yoga given in the Gita and talk more about that. All the other details of the karma, jnana, ashtanga, etc. will be covered later as you come and attend the advanced courses and advanced lectures. To talk about these things is out of the scope of discussion here. And it is so complex, so difficult to differentiate and understand, it really needs time and systematic study to be able to understand that. But in brief, karma yoga means I do my activities and I offer the results to Krishna. Jnana yoga obviously refers to utilizing my intelligence to understand Krishna and trying to reunite myself with Krishna through the use of my intelligence. So karma uses activities, jnana yoga uses intelligence. Ashtanga yoga, ashta anga, it involves the body,
right?
This yoga system has 8 angas, 8 limbs. What are the ashta angas? First is yama, niyama, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, samadhi. These are the 8 divisions of ashtanga yoga. Yama, the do's. Niyama, the don'ts. Asana, all the different asanas. So today yoga has become only yogasan. But asana is only one part of ashtanga yoga. Fourth is pranayam, controlling the breath. Fifth is pratyahar. Prati ahar. Ahar means food. Each of our senses has got its ahar. The ahar for the eyes is objects to see. The ahar for the ears is music and stuff to hear. So all the senses have their ahar. To stop that ahar to the senses and withdraw one's senses within is called pratyahar. After pratyahar, dharana on the Lord within the heart. Then comes dhyan, meditation, and finally complete absorption or samadhi. Now if you follow ashtanga yoga, no, yam, niyam, asan,
pranayam, at the stage of pranayam only you start getting mystic powers.
Right.
At the stage of pranayam only you start getting mystic power. Chalo, Iyengar ka book aaj hi khareed lete hain. All of you have heard of Iyengar, right? The famous yoga teacher. Let's buy Iyengar's book. Let's start pranayama in Mumbai. We will have mystic powers. I can show my neighbor how I can float in the air.
Right.
I can show my neighbor how when we go to Chowpatty, I can walk on the ocean.
Right.
All of these mystic powers come simply by the proper practice of pranayama. But it also involves yam, niyam and asana. Now, what does Ashtanga Yoga require first? The first thing that is required is you have to be a celibate. You can't be a married man, friends. This is Bhagavad Gita. I think most people have become hopeless here only. Aage discussion ka jarurat hi kya hai? Is it not? So you might say, aapke liye achha hai. Aap karo na, phir humko thoda jadoo dikha dena. Hum aise khush ho jayenge. Chalo, hum nahi kar paaye, kam se kam koi to kar paaya. Wo ganja jo humko Gita kur sikhaya, wo to kar paaya. You will start thinking like that. You try. Firstly, it requires celibacy. Brahmachari vrate sthitaha. And not a celibate, you know, girlfriend nahi mili, patni nahi mili, to chalo kuch nahi hua, to mandir mein aake brahmachari ban gaye.
Right.
Frustrated fellow, nothing happened. Therefore, he became brahmachari. Not like that. Voluntary fellow, brahmachari. Given everything up. Gone to where? To a forest. What kind of forest? A secluded forest. What kind of forest? A holy forest. Now, do you find secluded forest today? Even if you find one, will it be holy then?
No.
Now, if you go to a secluded forest to perform Ashtanga Yoga, na, someone like Veerappan there will break your Ashtangas and send it as a gift to your family members. Ashtanga Yoga. Yeah, there also someone will be there. Don't worry. Veerappan like people are now all pervading, sarvavyapi. Right. They have gone to all the parts of the world now. Right. They have not left Himalayas also. You see? Where? Right. So, Ashtanga Yoga will end before you start it. With your Ashtangas being broken. You see? And then what you have to do? Samakaya Shirogrivam. Your body, you saw that yogi's picture. That was Ashtanga Yoga.
Right.
Your body, your head, your neck has to be erect. Pathetic. I can't see one person sitting straight here. It's pathetic, you know, not one person is sitting straight here. Like what is expected in Ashtanga Yoga. अरे पांच मिनट के लिए नहीं बैठ सकते. This is meant for years and years to sit like that only in that particular posture.
Right.
And then, samprekshya nasikagram swam. You have to look at your eye, nostril, the tip of your nose. Nasika agra, tip of your nose. Why? Because if your eyes are open, wide open, you will be disturbed by what is around. And if your eyes are closed, अष्टांग योगा करने गए थे, निद्रा योग हो गया. Can't open the eyes, can't close the eyes. So has to fix the eyesight on the tip of the nose. And Brahmachari vrtesthita. What is that? I forget that verse. Vigatabhir. He has to be free from fear. So now you are sitting in a forest. If a tiger comes and roars in front of you, looks from down the eyes, because you are looking at the nostrils, so you can't see the tiger coming. Tiger comes and says, hello. You should not break your meditation and run away. You should sit there only. And your mind should be completely peaceful and free of any anxieties. Right? You can't be sitting there and practicing Ashtanga Yoga thinking, "Meri beti ka kya ho raha hai udhar? Exam deka raha hai, ATKT lagega ki distinction milega?" No, completely free. Possible for us?
हो गया कट पत्ता कट. यू कांट फॉलो अष्टांग योगा. कैन यू फॉलो ज्ञान योगा? टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण बाय ज्ञान योगा अ मिनिमम ऑफ 12 इयर्स ऑफ संस्कृत स्टडी इज रिक्वायर्ड. देन ज्ञान योगा बिगिन्स. 12 इयर्स यू डिडंट इवन स्टडी इंग्लिश. 12 12 साल केजी से लेकर 12वीं तक इंग्लिश पढ़ा, इंग्लिश मीडियम में, कॉन्वेंट स्कूल में, मम्मी पापा इंग्लिश बोलते हैं घर में. इंग्लिश में कितने नंबर आए? 35. आफ्टर 12 इयर्स ऑफ स्टडी ऑफ इंग्लिश वी कांट मास्टर इंग्लिश, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ अ कॉम्प्लेक्स लैंग्वेज लाइक संस्कृत. पत्ता कट. कर्मयोगा, राइट. कर्मयोगा इन्वॉल्व्स offering the activities, all the results of our activities to Krishna. Kitni tankhwa hai? Chalo, sab kuch Bhagawan ke prati, hai na? Everything must be offered to God. Khaunga kya? Pathar? Not possible for a man in the age of Kali. Therefore, the yoga that is meant for all of us is Bhakti Yoga. Now, how many of you have eaten a sandwich? Bas, baki ne sandwich nahi khaya. All of you have eaten sandwich. Could you name a few sandwiches, please? Write down. Huh? Club sandwich, please write. Cheese sandwich, please write. One at a time. Right, relax. Club sandwich, cheese and Russian sandwich. अभी सब देश आएगा. यूरोपियन सैंडविच, चाइनीज सैंडविच, जापानीज सैंडविच, रशियन सैंडविच, व्हाट एल्स? वेजिटेबल सैंडविच, ग्रिल्ड सैंडविच, टोस्ट सैंडविच, चीज सैंडविच ऑलरेडी रिट, पंजाबी सैंडविच, गुजराती सैंडविच, जंगली सैंडविच. ही सेज ही हैज ईटन अ सैंडविच कॉल्ड जंगली सैंडविच. समोसा सैंडविच, जैन सैंडविच, फ्रेंच टोस्ट, इंडियन बर्गर, वड़ा पाव, बेस्ट सैंडविच, चीपेस्ट सैंडविच अवेलेबल, राइट. नाउ फ्रेंड्स, आई विल टेल यू, आई हैव ईटन अ यूनिक काइंड ऑफ सैंडविच. यू नो, I have eaten a bread sandwich. Did you ever hear of that? I went to a restaurant and found in the menu card bread sandwich. Have you ever heard of a sandwich called a bread sandwich? Sandwich means bread must be there, no? What is a sandwich known for? Bread? What is it known for? The stuffing, the filling, which is there. Where? In between the two slices of bread. In between the two slices of bread, when there is cheese, it is called a cheese sandwich. In between the two slices of bread, when there is vegetables, it is called as a vegetable sandwich. Bhagavad Gita bhi ek sandwich hai bhai. Bhagavad Gita is a sandwich. How many chapters does the Gita have? 19 and a half? 18. The Bhagavad Gita is divided in 3 sections. Chapter 1 to chapter 6. The first 6 chapters. Chapter 7 to chapter 12. The next 6 chapters. And chapter 13 to chapter 18. The last 6 chapters. The first 6 chapters are the first slice of bread. 1 to 6. And the last 6 chapters, chapters 13 to 18, are the second slice of bread. And what is chapter 7 to 12 then? The stuffing, the filling. Will we call a sandwich a bread sandwich? We will call a sandwich based on the stuffing. That's what the sandwich is known for. So whatever is in the chapters 7 to 12 is what the Bhagavad Gita is known for. That is the essential sar, the message, the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. And what are these chapters 7 to 12 speaking about? Chapter 3, friends, talks about Karma Yoga. Chapter 4, friends, talks about Jnana Yoga. Chapter 5 talks of Karma Sannyasa Yoga. Chapter 6 talks of Ashtanga Yoga. Chapter 7 to chapter 12 talk of Bhakti Yoga. Right. All the other yoga systems Krishna has given only one chapter. When he explains Bhakti Yoga, Krishna has spent 6 full chapters. Point number 1. Point number 2, Krishna has strategically located it right in the center to show how important it is. Right? Point number 3, every yoga system he speaks and concludes by saying Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. If you want to know which version of Microsoft is the best, Windows, Windows 96, Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows XP, whom should we ask? Go and ask Bill Gates. He is the authority. He is the one who made it. If Krishna is the one who is giving us yoga, whom should we ask which is the best yoga? Swami Yogananda? We should ask Lord Krishna. And Krishna's opinion about which is the topmost yoga counts the most than the opinions of any Tom, Dicks and Harrys and so-called spiritual gurus available all over India today. Right. What does Krishna say? As the 6th chapter ends and the 7th chapter begins, at the end of the 6th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Yogi naam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha. He says, amongst all of the different yogis which I have mentioned, he who loves and worships me in devotion, he who practices bhakti yoga, yukta tama mataha, he is the topmost of all yogis. I think we can't consider anyone's opinion greater than that. Right? Next. So what does Bhakti Yoga mean? Number one, highest and topmost yoga system. Whose opinion is it? Mine? Srila Prabhupada's? No, Krishna's opinion that Bhakti Yoga is the highest and the topmost yoga system. What does it involve? Three things. It involves a Bhakta, it involves Bhagavan, and it involves Bhakti. Whenever there is love, what does it involve? A boy and a girl or a child and a mother, or a husband, and a wife, two things, and the process in between is what we call as love, right? So also, now we have Krishna, and here are we. Krishna is Bhagavan, we are Bhakta, and the process of loving Krishna is called Bhakti. That yoga which re-establishes our love for Krishna is called as Bhakti Yoga. Is love for Krishna to be acquired by us? No. Then what should we do? Inborn. Really? It's coming from the spiritual world. Love for Krishna doesn't have to be acquired. It is already there with us. It simply has to be revived. If you get an iron piece too close to a magnet, do you have to teach the iron? Ja chipak ja? The iron piece will spontaneously be attracted to the magnet. Just as an iron piece is spontaneously attracted to the magnet, so also the soul is spontaneously attracted to Krishna. How many of us feel that spontaneous attraction? At least I don't. Right. Hardly any attraction for Krishna. Rather than attraction, there are so many controversies in his character that we are confused with yet. Where is love for Krishna? Where is affection and attraction for Krishna? Why is it not there? Just like an iron piece is naturally attracted to a magnet, but when it is covered by rust, it will not get attracted.
Similarly, just as an iron piece covered by rust doesn't get attracted to a magnet, the soul covered by lust can never be attracted to Krishna. So long as there is lust, anger, illusion, envy, greed and pride, the six anarthas in the heart, that attraction for Krishna is not going to be possible. So what does the process of bhakti do? The process of bhakti is like a file. All the rust is removed. The lust, the anger, the illusion, the envy, the greed, the pride accumulated in the heart is slowly removed by the process of bhakti. And what happens? That which was already there is now revived. Once Michelangelo was asked, "Sir, you make these fantastic sculptures. How do you make them, you know?" Michelangelo said, "I don't make these sculptures. They are already there in the marble. I take off the excess marble off by my chisel." So also, that love for Krishna is already there in our heart. All we have to do is take off the excess lust, anger, greed, etc. What helps us do that? The process of Bhakti Yoga. And how is Bhakti Yoga practiced? In nine ways. Shravanam, by hearing about the Lord. Kirtanam, by speaking about the Lord or chanting His names. Smaranam, by remembering the Lord. Pada Sevanam, by serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Archanam, by worshipping the deity form of the Lord. Vandanam, by offering prayers to the Lord. Dasyam, being a servant to the Lord. Sakhyam, being a friend to the Lord. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything to the Lord. You can adopt one of these, two of these, or a permutation and combination of these. Each of this has the potency to revive your love for Krishna. Friends, did you know that you have already started the practice of Bhakti Yoga? What were you doing for the last 6 days? Hearing, Shravanam. What were you doing for the last 6 days when I would be sitting there? I mean, Krishna. Why did Krishna say that? Why Krishna, 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 Kirtanam. And what were you doing for the last 6 days? Eating your pav bhajis and your manchurians and your this and your that. And what was that? Prasad, Archanam, offered to the deity of the Lord. Right. Did you know that Bhakti Yoga could have been so simple that you didn't do anything? You just sat and heard and you just ate and went and you practiced yoga. My Lord, that's cool, isn't it? Cool, eating and hearing. Ho gaya. Abhi ho gaya nahi. Right. This is one limb of Bhakti Yoga. So, Bhakti Yoga could be practiced in nine different ways. Friends, you know, there are some people who say, whatever you do now, whichever process you take now, you will go to the same goal. Kuch bhi karo, ant mein to uske hi paas jana hai. Chahe gyan yog karo, karma yog karo, bhakti yog karo, ye yog karo, wo yog karo, ya jo bhi karo. Any path of spirituality is okay because you will reach the same destination, Krishna. Sorry to say that all paths do not lead to the same goal. It is like saying, मैं ना वीटी गया और मुझे जाना था दिल्ली, पांच ट्रेन लगी है, कौन सी में बैठू, किसी में भी बैठो. What difference it makes? All trains go to the same destination, Delhi. Do they go like that? Platform number 12 पे कौन सी लगी है, निजामुद्दीन एक्सप्रेस. Platform number 4 पे पंजाब मेल. Platform number 5 पे राजधानी एक्सप्रेस. All of these trains take you to different destinations. So do not think that you adopt any path in your life and you will reach Krishna. If you want to reach Krishna, you have to follow the teachings given by Krishna. Adopt the process of Bhakti Yoga. There is no shortcuts. There is no shortcuts to it. But now I am going to tell you about a wonderful shortcut also. Next.
Now, there are two kinds of human being again, classified. One is the faithless, second is the faithful. Who are the faithless? Materialists. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Sabse bada rupaya, bhaiya. Sabse bada rupaya. Bhagwan, bhagwan. Nothing. Agnostics, atheists. No belief in God. Science is all in all. Voidists, God. There is nothing like God. Everything is a shunya. Shunyavad, void.
Right.
And then there are the faithful who out of faith take shelter of God. There are four levels of faith. Yesterday we were discussing about the people in the mode of ignorance, tamoguna. How do the people in the mode of ignorance take shelter of God? Out of fear. Are Bhagwan ka ashray nahi lunga to narak jana padega. Bhagwan ka ashray nahi lunga to mrityu aa jayega. This will happen, that will happen. So why do they approach God? Because they are fearful of hell, fearful of death, fearful of poverty, fearful of this and that. Therefore they approach God. Those are people in the mode of ignorance. Higher up are people in the mode of passion. What is mode of passion primarily characterized by? Unlimited desires. So what do people go to God for? Hope. What is the hope? Dusra koi nahi diya, ye de dega. We take shelter of God only to get things from Him. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. So we do take shelter of Krishna only for this. People in the mode of goodness. Krishna has given me air, Krishna has given me water, Krishna has given me everything around. It is my duty to return back by worshipping and serving Him. Beyond tamoguna, rajoguna and sattvaguna is shuddha sattva, or the mode of pure goodness. Transcendental to all of these three. Above and beyond all of these three, where a person goes to God, not out of fear, not out of hope or aspiration, not out of duty, but out of love. Right? And what does love mean? A man went to a counselor and said, "Sir, you know what? I don't love my wife only." He said, "It's not a new thing." The counselor said, "Not a new thing." He said, "But I don't love my wife only." Said, "So go love her." He said, "Are, I told you I don't love my wife." The counselor said, "Go love her." He said, "I told you I don't love my wife." The counselor said, "I am telling you, love her." The man said, "I'll explain. I don't love her means I don't feel that love for her. What should I do?" The counselor replied back by saying, "My dear friend, love is not a feeling. Love is a verb. You see? Love is a verb. Verb meaning to do something. Activity. Service. I love you, darling. And what will I do for you? I'll get the stars from the sky and make a necklace of the stars. And the pendant will be the shining full moon. And I'll adorn your beautiful slender swan-like neck with this necklace made of stars, with a pendant made of the full moon." She says, "Can I have that one necklace from that Jhaveri Bazaar?" She says, "No, that is not possible." Right. Love is not a feeling. Love means to do something for the beloved. I love you. And what after that? I love you. And what after that? I love you. What is the meaning of that I love you? If I love you, I must do something for you. Love means service. Like someone was mentioning. Love means sacrifice. Like someone was mentioning before. Now we don't feel that love for Krishna. Therefore bhakti has two divisions. One is called as sadhana bhakti. Second is called as raga bhakti. Raga bhakti means that love has now already been revived. That's not our case yet. We are on the stage of sadhana, whereby the practice of certain limbs of bhakti, our love will be slowly revived. Srila Prabhupada gave a simple example. He said, in the early days, you know what? Children would be married at an early age only, in the cradle only sometimes.
Now, when the children would grow, the girl's mother, she would say, look, your husband has come. The child would come, 2 years old boy. He is your husband. You know what he likes? He likes this. Feed him like that. Go, massage him, go, talk to him. And then the boy is a pranky boy, you know, he's a young child. He slaps the girl. And she runs away and she's very much afraid. Then as the boy grows, he understands, I shouldn't slap. The mother says, your husband, you know what he likes bengan ka bharta. You go, you can't make, but you take it for him. And then she keeps on doing that, keeps on doing that, keeps on doing that, mechanically. There is no feeling of love. All of a sudden, she turns 16, and she has been doing it for years. Now she does the same thing of taking a plate of food for him, but there is feeling. There is love. How did that come? After years of doing it, maybe without feeling, just as a service. So also, sadhana bhakti involves doing things that have been given to us by Krishna, even if a feeling is not involved. Doing it simply as a service to God. And by doing it slowly, that feeling will come up and will arouse in our hearts. Next. Now, as I said, there is a gradual process of development in yoga. What is the gradual process? All steps don't lead to the same goal. First, there is karma yoga. When karma yoga increases in knowledge, you come to the next step, jnana yoga. When jnana yoga increases in meditation, you come to the next step, ashtanga yoga. When ashtanga yoga leads to love, you come to the last step, bhakti yoga. Right? It's a gradual development, is it not? You go to school and you decide, arey, bahut jyada ho gaya ye exam likhna. Chhi. You drop out in 5th standard. Right? So what will my name be? Gaur Gopal Das, in bracket, panchvi pass. Hai na? I decide to drop out at 10th standard. Gaur Gopal Das, SSC. SSC. I decided to drop out at BE Electrical, which I did after passing. Now I am Gaur Gopal Das, Bachelor's in Electrical Engineering from the Government College of Engineering, Pune. Right. Finished. That's the end of my career, no? If I would have probably gone ahead, material career. If I would have probably gone ahead, maybe a PhD would have been added. So if you reach the first step and stay there only, what yogi are you? Karma yogi. If you go to the second step and stay there only and don't go ahead, what yogi are you? Gyan yogi. Pehla panchvi pass hai, karma yogi. Dusra SSC pass hai, gyan yogi. You go to the third step, you reach ashtanga yoga and you stay there only, don't go ahead. Bachelor's degree mil gaya, ashtang tak pahunch gaya. When you go finally to the process of bhakti yoga, then you get your PhD. You see? So don't think that karma, ashtanga and gyan yoga are bhakti yoga. It's like saying panchvi, dasvi, BE bhi PhD hai. Oh, hai kya? Nahin. Unless you actually reach PhD, you can't be called a PhD. So unless you reach bhakti yogi, you can't be called a yogi in the real sense of its term. You understand the point? So there is a gradual development. Karma, jnana, ashtanga, bhakti. Kya hum sabko bhi ye karna padega? Abhi to bola, karma jnana to phir bhi thoda sambhal lenge. Ashtanga yoga? Possible hi nahi hai. If I can't go through karma, ashtanga and jnana, then how will I reach bhakti? Because that is the last step on the ladder. Is there any possibility? Is there any possibility of reaching there without going through karma, ashtanga, jnana? Huh? Krishna Bhagavan ko jack lagana padega bol rahi hai. What lagana padega? Right. Is there any possibility? Do we have to go through karma, jnana, ashtanga and then reach bhakti? No? Then how will you reach? Huh? Shortcut. Very good. That's what I said. And what is that shortcut? Arre bhai, seedhi agar chad ke jana nahi hai, upar aur upar pahunchna hai, to kya karna padega? Lift lena padega na, idhar khade raho aur udhar pahunch jaoge. Beech mein jane ki jarurat kya hai? What is the need? What? You take an elevator. So there is a gradual method where you have to go through all the steps and climb, and if you go to an airport, stand here, kuch chadna nahi hai. स्ट्रेट अप, टेक अ लिफ्ट, नथिंग टू डू. सब सरपास हो गया. ऑल दी स्टेप्स विच यू आर सपोज टू क्लाइम, ऑल गॉन. नाउ डायरेक्टली अप देयर, डायरेक्टली टू द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति. व्हाट अ रिलीफ, यू नो. नो कर्म योगा, ज्ञान योगा, अष्टांग योगा. डोंट वरी. ऑल वी आर सपोज टू डू इज टेक द डायरेक्ट प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति योगा, नॉट द ग्रेजुअल ऑफ कर्म, ज्ञान, अष्टांग एंड देन भक्ति. नाउ व्हाट इज दैट डायरेक्ट प्रोसेस? गो ऑन. दैट इज प्रिसाइसली वी नीड टू नो. नाउ आई नो भक्ति योगा इज टॉप मोस्ट. आई नो दैट दैट इज द मैसेज ऑफ द गीता. आई नो दैट आई एम नॉट गोइंग थ्रू कर्म, ज्ञान, अष्टांग टू रीच भक्ति. आई नो दैट आई एम गोइंग टू टेक द एलिवेटर, द लिफ्ट. हाउ? I am a housewife. How can I do that? I am a professional. How can I do that? I am an elderly man already in my late 70s. How can I do that? I am a student, young student, 20 years old. How can I do that? Practical application of Bhagavad Gita in our day-to-day lives. Next. So now, till now, what have we got? Gyan. Pichle 5 din, 5.5 din. अभी 5.5 हो गया ना. लास्ट 5.5 डेज वी हैव बीन टॉकिंग ओनली अबाउट थियोरेटिकल स्टफ. देर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज ज्ञान एंड देर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज विज्ञान और रियलाइज्ड नॉलेज. हाउ डज द ज्ञान टर्न इनटू विज्ञान? थियोरेटिकल नॉलेज टर्न इनटू रियलाइज्ड नॉलेज और प्रैक्टिकल नॉलेज. हाउ? बाय प्रैक्टिस. Only by practice what you have understood will actually become a experience, a realization. Just imagine, you know, you go, a student goes to an engineering college and studies engineering for 4 full years and comes a topper and then goes and opens a pan shop at VT. What is the use of getting all that knowledge? If all that knowledge has been acquired, it has to be applied. Similarly, what is the use of getting this knowledge for 5.5 days and then not applying it? It's like an engineer getting the knowledge and opening a pan shop at VT. Right? Therefore, now we are going to talk about practical application of the Gita in our day-to-day lives. Go on. Why Krishna chose Arjuna of all people? Huh? He was his friend. He was a yogi. Arjuna surrendered to Krishna. Huh? Relative. He was Krishna's relative. Sala. He was expert in his field. He asked for it. He was a bhakta, a devotee. That's true. Correct. You know why Krishna chose Arjuna? Huh? He was deserving. You know why Krishna chose Arjuna? As soon as we talk about spirituality, no? As soon as we talk about yoga, see what was the thing that came? Sannyas. Right. Ye to sannyasiyon ke liye hai. Ye hai na ye log. Unke liye hai ye. We are no married men, grihasthas with family. Apne liye thodi hai. Just see whom Krishna chose to give the message of Gita. A sannyasi, is it not? A sannyasi who was wearing saffron and was shaven headed and had all kinds of tilaks on his body and all kinds of malas in his hands. Krishna chose a householder, a grihastha, to receive the message of the Gita to show all people in this world that even as a householder, you can practice the message of the Gita. Did Arjuna have to take sannyas to follow Gita? Do any of you have to take sannyas to follow Gita? No, that is the first practical application of the Gita. That it can be practiced where you are. It can be practiced in family life. Right. Secondly, people say, अरे भाई साहब टाइम नहीं है, आप बोल रहे हैं करो, समय नहीं हमारे पास. देयर वॉज वन बंगाली लेडी,
in Calcutta, Kolkata now.
Right.
In Kolkata there was this Bengali lady and her son was a Hare Krishna devotee. This Bengali lady was about to die and she never chanted the names of God. So the son came and said, "Are you are dying now, chant Krishna's name." And she said in Bengali, "Baba re baba, eto moro naam mite parbe na." She said, "My Baba re baba, I can't chant such a long name." Now please count the syllables in the Hare Krishna mantra and count the syllables in the statement she made.
Right.
In the statement she made, she spoke more than chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. To say that I cannot chant, she used more words. Yeah, this long name, how can I chant? But you said it in such a long statement anyways. Prabhupada used to say, we say chant, chant, chant. They say can't, can't, can't. You know? No time. We are too busy. No time. The no time disease. Can you imagine Arjuna? What a crucial situation of his life. All of his relatives in front of him. It's a life or death game. Killing Bhishma, one's dear grandfather. Killing uncles, maternal uncles, paternal uncles, brothers, relatives, cousins. Too much. Crucial time of his life. You can imagine the amount of stress that he was going through. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the best book for stress management. You see? And then what did Arjuna do? In this crucial time of his life, he spared time to hear the Bhagavad Gita. There cannot be a more crucial period in our life than what Arjuna went through. So if he could spare time, then we could also, Krishna wanted to show us this. What? Spirituality is not a retirement program. Hai na? Sometimes people say, na? Dadi ma bolti hai, "Bete, ये आजकल रोज रोज हरे कृष्णा मंदिर में क्या रखा है? ये अचानक क्या हो गया सर? मुझे लगा कि सठिया गए, लेकिन तो 60 साल का भी नहीं हुआ अभी. सठिया ना इज आफ्टर 60. बेटे टीवी देखो, मौज मस्ती करो, जब बूढ़े हो जाओगे ना तब हरे कृष्णा हरे राम करना, तब भक्ति योग करना. दादी माँ आप बूढ़ी हो गई, आप अभी टीवी प्रोग्राम क्यों देख रही है? आपने बोला कि जब बूढ़े हो जाओगे ना तब माला करना, अभी आप कौन सी नौजवान है?" You see? Such a foolish proposal to say that when you are old you take to spiritual life as if you know that you will live to be old. Just imagine. I don't know when death will come. I don't know when I'll leave my body. I can leave my body now. And if I haven't practiced bhakti yoga now, then what? Again another birth. So when should we start bhakti yoga? Immediately, when? Huh? Right from birth. That's what Prahlad said. Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniya. Birth se nahi hoga, kyunki samajh mein nahi aata kuch. As soon as you are a kumar, get some sense. One should immediately begin the practice of bhakti yoga. Hi, hi. Hamara kya hoga? हमने तो कौमारम आचरित प्राज्ञ नहीं किया. We didn't start when we were young. Krishna says no problem. Better late than never. Wherever you are, in whatever situation of life, you can start afresh. So it's not a retirement program. It is essential for everyone. Why? Because if you don't practice it, next life we will again be born as 80 crore lakh species, as any one of them. How many of you would like to be a worm in the stool in a septic tank? Far out imagination, you know. But we could be one. We could be one if we don't take to the process of bhakti yoga. The activities we have done would probably take us there. Which means it is essential for everyone if he doesn't want another birth. Next. It should be given the topmost priority. Why should it be given the topmost priority? Huh? It's the basis, the foundation. You are already late, yeah?
ऑलरेडी लेट सो इट शुड बी गिवन अ प्रायोरिटी. व्हाट एल्स? इट इज अ रिक्वायरमेंट. डेथ कैन कम एनी टाइम. हाउ कैन वी नॉट गिव इट द टॉप मोस्ट प्रायोरिटी नाउ? नेक्स्ट, हाउ कैन आई गेट द ओरिजिनल गीता? ये सब तो ठीक है आपने बोल दिया, गीता हमारे लिए है, ओरिजिनल वो वाली जो कृष्ण ने 5000 साल पहले बोली थी, वो वाली चाहिए, ये वाली नहीं है. और आप वो बोल रहे थे कि ये गीता गीता, प्रभुपाद की गीता को बोला भगवत गीता एज इट इज. अरे वाह, आपकी एज इट इज और बाकी की, देर आर मोर देन थाउजेंड ऑफ एडिशन ऑफ द गीता अवेलेबल. विच वन इज द बोनाफाइड ऑथेंटिक वन? नाउ देर वॉज यू नो वन मैन, ही सेड इन हिंदी, अनिल शर्मा गया. मैंने हर्ड अनिल शर्मा गया, बोला अनिल शर्मा नाम का लड़का गया कि अनिल नाम का लड़का शर्मा गया? इट कुड मीन बोथ नो. अनिल शर्मा गया मतलब अनिल नाम का लड़का शर्मा गया और अनिल शर्मा गया, इज इट नॉट? वंस अ ब्रिटिश ऑफिसर गेव एन ऑर्डर टू वन ऑफ हिज कलीग्स, हैंग हिम नॉट लेट हिम गो. व्हेन इट केम एज अ टेलीग्राफिक मैसेज देर वॉज अ स्लाइट डिफरेंस ऑफ पंक्चुएशन मार्क, हैंग हिम नॉट लेट हिम गो. इट वॉज हैंग हिम नॉट लेट हिम गो, अ डिफरेंस ऑफ पंक्चुएशन मार्क, वन पंक्चुएशन मार्क शिफ्टेड, हैंग हिम नॉट लेट हिम गो. यू नो देर इज वन वेरी फेमस थिंग इन मराठी, दे राइट ये थे थुंकू न ये, डोंट स्पिट हियर. सो वेन इट्स कंबाइंड ये थे थुंकू न ये, दैट मीन्स यू स्पिट देयर एंड कम. दीज आर आई गिव यू एग्जाम्पल फ्रॉम थ्री लैंग्वेजेस, हिंदी, इंग्लिश एंड मराठी. हाउ एन ऑर्डिनरी लैंग्वेज देर कैन बी मिस इंटरप्रिटेशन, वॉट टू स्पीक ऑफ संस्कृत. द श्लोकर्स विच कृष्णा गेव मे बी द सेम, बट वॉट इफ समवन हैज गिवन हिज ओन आइडियाज, बिकॉज वन संस्कृत वर्ड कुड हैव मेनी डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स. वुड यू लाइक टू हियर एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दैट? केशवम पतितम दृष्ट्वा पांडवा हर्ष निर्भरा रुदंती कौरवस्तु हा हा केशव केशव. दिस इज अ वर्स, यू नो वॉट इज इट इंटरप्रिटेड एज? इट इज सेड केशवम पतितम दृष्ट्वा, केशव अर्जुन के रथ पे थे, केशवम पतितम कृष्णा फेल डाउन फ्रॉम द चैरियट, केशवम पतितम दृष्ट्वा इट वॉज सीन बाय हूम? पांडवास एंड कौरवास. When the Pandavas saw Krishna falling, Keshavam Patitam Drishtva Pandava Harsha Nirbhara. The Pandavas were very joyful. Pandavas Harsha Nirbhara said, good, Krishna fell down. Rudanti Kauravastu. And the Kauravas started Rudanti crying. Ha ha Keshava Keshava. Hi hi. Bechare Keshava gir gaye. Wonderful verse, no? You want to know what is the real meaning of this verse? Keshavam patitam drishtva. The word Keshavam in Sanskrit is broken down in this way. K and Shavam. Ka means water and K means in water. And Shavam means a dead body, a corpse. Once a man committed suicide and hung himself on the tree. A squirrel came and was nibbling the rope, so the corpse was falling in the water. The tree was on the side of a lake. Keshavam patitam, pani mein shav gir raha hai. Drishtva, dekha gaya. Kisne dekha? Do logon. Pandava in Sanskrit also refers to fish. So all the fish in the water, Pandava harsha nirbhara. Bole wah, aaj to feast ho gaya. बिना कुछ किए खाना आ रहा है, दे वर वेरी हैप्पी. रुदंती कौरवस्तु, कौरव रेफर्स टू क्रोज, कौवा कम्स फ्रॉम द वर्ड कौरव. रुदंती कौरव, द क्रोज वर सिटिंग ऑन द स्ट्री, दे स्टार्टेड क्राइंग सेइंग हा हा हाय हाय केशव केशव
शव पानी में गिर रहा है, हम क्या खाएंगे? यू सी, दिस इज द ओरिजिनल मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स, एंड कैन यू सी हाउ द वर्स कैन बी इंटरप्रेटेड? दैट इज संस्कृत लैंग्वेज. सो हाउ कैन वी नाउ बिलीव दैट द भगवद गीता एज इट इज एक्चुअली द गीता? नाउ बिहाइंड देयर वी हैव प्रसेन, दैट्स वन ऑफ द बॉयज इज डूइंग हिज पीएचडी नाउ, ना पीएचडी एट यूआईसीटी, राइट. नाउ प्रसेन लेट्स अज्यूम हैज ईटन अ हॉट चिली. हॉट चिली, बेचारे का जीभ जल रहा है, राइट. एंड आई हैव गॉट शुगर विथ मी हियर इन अ पैकेट, राइट. वांट टू टेस्ट सम? प्लीज ट्राई. टेस्ट टेस्ट प्लीज. Want to try? Someone else wants to try? Proof. Try. Chini na bhai? Okay. Now what I'm doing is I'm just passing it on. 1, 2, 3, and then it has to reach Prasen from here. Just give it to the person behind, and Prasen will get the sugar, and then you know what will happen? He is going to get sugar and his tongue is going to be pacified completely. So Prasen, can you just try that there? Please eat. I'll open it for you, no problem. Take this, you can take a little. Look at Prasen. Please look at Prasen's face. Come Prasen. Come with me. I have brought him here for all of you. Look at Prasen's face. Ecstatic, no sugar? Not sugar? Come on. Amar, didn't you taste it? Come on, try some. Yeah, try some. Try. You can eat. You taste it, isn't it? Look at their faces, man. You can go and take some water, don't, never mind. I'm sorry to make you guinea pigs. But that's my exercise. Right. I'll give you, don't worry. What is this? Come on, this is Nimbusat? This is sugar. Amar, this is sugar, no? Vishal, this is sugar. Rahul, you want to try some? No, okay. This is not sugar. How? I sent sugar. If I sent sugar, what should have been the result there? His chili burns stopped, cooled, pacified. What was the result? Ask them. Any of you want to try, I can give you also. Right. Why? What happened? Are you sure it was sugar? Are you sure this is sugar? No. What happened? Must have changed the pouch. Girish, can you get up? Give me that packet.
How? Look at that, you know. Exactly the same. Now I'll give you sugar. Prasen, you want some sugar?
Here is sugar and here is citric acid. Nimbu phool. Looks exactly the same. Doesn't taste exactly the same. I sent sugar. And if the sugar would have reached as it is, what would be the result? What he tasted, he would also taste. But as soon as there is a change in between, what he tasted and what he tasted are two different things. I hope I have made myself clear without even giving an explanation, but I will give one.
Right.
Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita. Sugar. Correct? Arjuna is receiving it. I am not Krishna and he is not Arjuna. Comparing. Krishna speaking of the Bhagavad Gita is like that sugar, and you give it to Arjuna. And it comes down in what is called as a parampara. Right? Comes down from one person to another person to another, and it reaches us. What is the proof that what was given by Krishna has reached us? What is the proof that what Krishna actually gave originally has reached us and it is the same? Pacified, exactly. What result the first recipient got, the last recipient should also get the same result. If that result is not produced, what does it mean? There has been some change in the middle. You understand? Now I can tell you why we call Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita Bhagavad Gita as it is. What has been spoken by Krishna has reached us through the medium of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Correct. Now we have the Gita with us. What is the proof that Krishna's Gita and His Gita is the same? What Krishna's Gita did to Arjuna, this Gita version should also do to us. What did Krishna's Gita do to Arjuna? Number one, Arjuna said, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he accepted everyone as a demigod. So the first thing that should come out of the Gita is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a form. Right. There are millions of Gitas who talk of someone else as the object of Gita. There are millions of Gita who say, there is millions of editions which say, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right. Millions of Gita who say, Krishna, there is nothing like Krishna, there is nothing like Arjuna, there is nothing like Kurukshetra. The body is Kurukshetra, the five senses are Arjuna, and the emptiness within is Krishna. No. What was Arjuna's conclusion in front of Krishna? You are Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's Gita gives us that same conclusion. Secondly, after the Gita was spoken, what did Krishna tell Arjuna? Now you do what you like. What did Arjuna say? My dear Lord, I won't do what I like. I will do what you want me to do. Karishye vachanam tava. To follow what Krishna wants. Arjuna did not fight the war because he liked it or he disliked it. Arjuna fought the war because Krishna wanted it. After having read the Gita and trying to study the Gita, what should be the conclusion? To do what Krishna wants. And what does Krishna want? In the Gita he says, Satatam kirtayanto maham yatantaschadridhavrata. Chant my name and surrender unto me. So any version of the Gita should bring us to chanting the holy names of Krishna. Prabhupada's Gita made that for people. Any version of Gita should make the person give up sinful habits and lead a pure lifestyle of goodness and taking shelter of Krishna. Prabhupada's Gita did it. Right? Millions and millions of hippies and westerners who are into malicious, nonsensical activities gave up all of their sinful activities, started chanting Hare Krishna, accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and did what Krishna wanted them to do in Gita. Otherwise, everyone can sit in a chair and say, I also have written a commentary on the Gita. So what? How many lives has that Gita changed? That is the question. Why do we call Prabhupada's Gita as it is? Because what results Arjuna got, the same results we can get today by reading, studying and applying it in our life. If by reading and applying Prabhupada's Gita, this result does not come, that means there has been a change in the middle. If by passing on this sugar, which Amar took here, Prasen does not get the same thing, that means this boy called Girish, who has just been selected for IIT, right, 831 rank in India,
this fellow here has changed, fiddled around. Is it not? So, how can I get the original Gita? Here is the original Gita. What is the proof that it is the original Gita? It transforms my life the same way as it transformed the life of Arjuna. Next. Now someone might say, right, okay, you are talking of Gita coming down, no? From Krishna. How does this knowledge come down? Krishna gives this knowledge to four people first. Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and the four sons of Brahma called the Kumaras, Chatush Kumara. They are the four recipients of this knowledge. First, Krishna, Brahma, Lakshmi, Shiva, and the four Kumaras. Brahma gets this knowledge, becomes a guru, and gives this knowledge to his disciple Narada. Narada gives this knowledge, go on, and gives it to his disciple Vyasa. Krishna, go on, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Madhva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhant Sarasvati Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Right. This is called a parampara. What? This is called as the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. There are four sampradayas. One beginning with Brahma, called as the Brahma Sampradaya. Second beginning with Shiva, called as the Rudra Sampradaya. Third beginning with Lakshmi, called as the Shri Sampradaya. And fourth beginning with Kumars, called as the Kumar Sampradaya. If you want knowledge of the Gita or any bona fide Vedic literature, you have to approach either of these four. We are not saying just ISKCON. Any of these four bona fide sampradayas is alright. Why? Because the knowledge has come down from the Lord, then the Guru, disciple, Guru, disciple, Guru, disciple, Guru, disciple, Guru, disciple. This is called as the Guru Shishya Parampara, the chain of disciplic succession. So not only did the book come, but Brahma heard. What is the meaning of that shloka and told it to Narada? So along with the Sanskrit shloka, the meaning and the interpretation has also been passed down. You understand? So now, the first practical thing that we need to do to learn and understand the Gita is take shelter of a guru. Is it not? You learnt harmonium, how? Went to a teacher. Learned swimming, went to someone taught you. You learned cooking, someone taught you. And spirituality, no one needs to teach you. We require to have a guru in order to understand the Gita. What are the qualifications that a guru should have? What are the qualifications that a guru should have? Huh? Knowledge. Anything else? What should the guru be? Self? Selfless? Huh? Purity? Self? Huh? Huh? Spiritually enlightened person? Practitioner? Huh? What he is going to teach, he should have practiced himself. Let's see a few qualifications. So unless you know who a guru is properly, you will take anyone who wears his clothes to be a guru. First you should know who is a guru. Number one, he must come in a proper parampara. Unless he is connected to either of these four, one cannot accept him as a bona fide guru. Right? Now let's say on this wall there are five plug points, electric sockets. You take a tape recorder and you plug into one. Awaaz hi nahi nikalta. You take a tape recorder and plug into another and switch it on, awaaz nikalti hai. Both look the same. What is the difference? There is no connection to the power station. This plug point here is connected to the power station. How? Through the substations, through the transmission towers, to another substation, finally to the
power station. The electricity that is coming from here into this projector, where is it coming from? From the power station, right? Krishna is like that power station. The Guru is like the plug point, and all of us are like the appliance. Correct? Now you plug into the socket and nothing is happening only. Why? Because it looks like a plug point but is not connected to the power station. So one might look like a Guru but is not connected to Krishna through the substation and the transmission towers to the power station. How will that knowledge and mercy flow? In order for the appliance to work, there has to be electricity flowing. In order for us to get knowledge, there has to be knowledge flowing, the mercy flowing. But the first thing that a Guru must have is, he must come in a parampara. Next, he must have controlled senses. It's not that he tells us cigarette mat phuko or khud. Don't smoke cigarettes, huh? You see? He must have control over his senses. Only then he can be called as a Guru. Next, he should be fixed in devotional service to Lord Krishna. Not saying that I am only Krishna. Many Gurus in society today say, I am an avatar of Krishna. Worship me. That Krishna who spoke in the Gita, no, is now standing in front of you. Worship me. Serve me. Surrender unto me. Next. He should have realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation. Keval popat panchi nahi bolta jane wala. He should have realized that knowledge by practicing it. Next. He should be an acharya, not an achari. Achari means a cook. Right. He should be an acharya, teaching by his own example, practicing what he preaches. Once a lady came to a sadhu and said, brought a tiny child, my child eats too many sweets. Please help my child get rid of this habit. The sadhu said, come next week. Next week she again came. Come next week. 3 weeks were gone. Right. And after 3 weeks, the sadhu only said, do not eat sweets. 4 words. And the child stopped eating sweets. The lady said, you only had to speak 4 words. Why did you have me come for 3 weeks from such a distance to say 4 words? He said, it took me 3 weeks to give up eating sweets first. Right. Only when I don't eat sweets and then I say don't eat sweets, will it work? So he should be an acharya, teaching by personal example. So now Guru is very qualified, and what about disciple? Kuch bhi chalega? Disciple should also have qualification. What is the qualification of a disciple? Surrender. Inquisitiveness. Jigyasa. Correct. Disciple must have 3 things. First, surrender or submission. Second is inquisitiveness or jigyasa. And third is service. You go to any special person and just go and make a jigyasa. Will he answer your question? You have to first please him by your service. So disciple must approach a guru in a humble mood, be inquisitive and serve the guru. Then a qualified guru will give knowledge. Next. What does such an acharya do? Wait a minute. Yeah. The acharya opens a temple. And what is a temple, by the way? Place of worship, right? Temple is a place of worship, correct? Huh? University. Temple is first workplace of worship, second university. Anything else? One man came to a temple and there was a pujari there. This man was a shudra. So the pujari did not want him to come inside. So he said, I want to see God. He said, no, sorry. He didn't want to hurt him, so he said, you go back, you sleep, and you pray to the Lord. If the Lord comes in your dream and tells you to take entry, no, I will allow you. But this fellow went and slept. And next day he came. And the pujari said, so what did the Lord say? He said, don't, never enter in that temple. He said, are you? He said, never enter in that temple? He said, why? Why did the Lord say like that? He said, are you? The Lord told me in my dream
they didn't allow me to enter for 35 years from the time the temple was made. How will they allow you? Which means what is there is simply a piece of stone, not God. What is a temple? A holy place, a place of worship, a university. Temple is not a place where after every half an hour one old lady comes and rings the bell and puts some 25 paisa in the gullak and goes away. That's not a temple. Temple, as he rightly said, is an institution of higher education, a university. Even if you don't have deities and big temple, if we just come together and understand Gita and explain Gita and try to live the Gita, this place is a temple. Now, if this place is a university, a temple is compared to a university or an educational institute, when you go to the university, you say, अभी क्या है इंजीनियरिंग डिग्री करना है टाइम नहीं है ज्यादा एक हफ्ते में डिग्री दे दो यू कम टू द यूनिवर्सिटी हियर एंड से सर छह दिन का सर्टिफिकेट कोर्स है भगवद गीता कोर्स जर्नी ऑफ सेल्फ डिस्कवरी सर्टिफिकेट दे दो हो गया गीता कोर्स इफ यू गो टू यूनिवर्सिटी यू हैव टू कंप्लीट द कोर्स ऑफ फोर इयर्स एंड इफ यू कम टू दिस यूनिवर्सिटी हाउ लॉन्ग इज दिस कोर्स अ लाइफ टाइम It's not 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. A lifetime of being a student in this university. Right? Now, if you go to a university, what do you do? How do you study? What do you need for studying in a university? You need books. You need sincerity. You need books. You need teachers. So, also when you come to this university, a temple, you need books. Right, and we are going to give you books today after the course is over. Right. Then you need teachers.
Right.
And the teachers are here. They have given up their courses, they have given up their professions just to be teachers of the Gita.
Right.
Here are teachers. What else do you need in a university? You need a certain protocol. You need a certain day, number of days of attendance to give the exams. Sometimes in colleges you even need to wear a uniform. So many different standards are there. So also when we come to this university, there is going to be a standard protocol that we will have to follow. Not that you enter a temple and you do whatever you like. You see people do this.
Right.
Then people do this. Then people do this. Then people do all kinds of things. When you go to a university, you can't invent your own things to do. There is a standard protocol that needs to be followed. So, Acharya opens a temple, which is not simply a sentimental place where some little worship is done, but it is an institute of higher education and university. And what is taught in a temple? The purpose of a temple is to teach you the importance of association of devotees and dangers of materialistic association. There was once a king and a butcher in the same town. There was a parrot seller. He had two baby parrots in a cage, both born of the same mother, same age. The parrot seller came to sell his parrots. One was purchased by the king, second was purchased by the butcher.
Right.
Now both of these parrots were purchased by these two personalities, and the witness was a sadhu. The sadhu saw this and he went ahead on this pilgrimage. When he was returning back after a year, he thought, "Arey, I came to the same spot now. Let me go and see what has happened to the parrots." As soon as he went to the parrot of the butcher, De danadan ganda gali pe gali, started using obscene, vulgar, abusive words. And the sadhu said, "I can't stand it. Too much." He came running to the palace of the king. And the parrot there started speaking beautiful Sanskrit shlokas to welcome the sage and said, "Sit, my master is coming, wait." The sadhu thought, "Let me ask him now. You know, let me ask this parrot, what happened? Temara bhai aisa gali de, tum kyun achha bol raha hai?" The parrot replied, "Gauashane na chavakyam shirnoti aham charajan vachanam muninam nastisya dosho na chamad gunova.
संसर्गाज्जा दोष गुणा भवंती. गो आशणेन, गो मांस खाने वाला बुच्चर. वाक्यम श्रीणोती, युअर ब्रदर हैज हर्ड द वर्ड ऑफ द बुच्चर एंड बुच्चर ओनली यूज अब्यूजिव लैंग्वेज. अहम च राजन वचनम मुनीनाम एंड आई हैव हर्ड द वर्ड्स ऑफ द सेंट्स हु कम टू द पैलेस ऑफ द किंग. राइट. नास्तस्य दोषो, इट इज नॉट हिज फॉल्ट दैट ही इज यूजिंग अब्यूजिव वर्ड्स. न च मत गुणोवा, इट इज नॉट माई क्रेडिट. संसर्गजा बाय एसोसिएशन दोष गुणा भवंती. व्हाट आर ऑल पेरेंट्स वेरी मच वरीड अबाउट? डज माई चाइल्ड हैव द राइट काइंड ऑफ एसोसिएशन कंपनी? टेल मी व्हाट योर कंपनी इज एंड आई विल टेल यू हु यू आर. दैट्स अ फेमस इंग्लिश सेइंग. इफ यू हैव कंपनी ऑफ ड्रंकर्स, इट्स ओनली अ मैटर ऑफ टाइम दैट यू विल हैव योर फर्स्ट peg, is it not? So what does a temple teach you? If you want to live a spiritual life, the first thing that you need to do is associate with like-minded people, with the devotees of the Lord, and be careful of the dangers of materialistic association, because they will affect you. You know, then you might say, "Arey, you are saying a little too much. Practically, is it possible? You're not going to be staying in the temple all the time. How are you going to deal with the world outside? All people outside are not going to be devotees." You know what we do in this regard? We play the kabaddi game. You know what you do in kabaddi? When you have people, your team, and there's a line, and the other team, you take all the energy and support from them. Kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. You cross the line, you touch him, run back immediately, because you need support. Now if you think, isko touch kar diya, apna great na, aur do char ko bhi touch karta hoon. Then you know what happens to you. That is the line between the association of devotees and the association of non-devotees. So we are all the time taking support from people who are like-minded. We have to go there. But what do? Just do the needful. Come back. So that you get charged up. Next. In a temple, you are taught how to accept guidance from a spiritual preceptor or a guru. And what does a guru teach you? How can one be Krishna conscious in family life? The first thing that one needs to do is by following the four regulative principles. No meat eating, including meat, fish and eggs. No intoxication to a very ideal level, including tea, coffee. No gambling, including any kinds of lotteries and stuff where you have to gamble and there is risk factors involved, and no illicit sex. Relationship between a man and a woman only for the service of the Lord in proper bona fide married life. Right. Now out of these others I won't discuss much, but when it comes to meat eating, no, people have got a lot of inhibition and reservation in accepting this. Why not eat meat? Right? Why not eat meat? Because we are not meant to eat meat. Now, I am not going to talk from the Gita or anything. I am going to talk from a very scientific point of view. If you just observe the anatomy of a human body, the anatomy of a human body is like the anatomy of a herbivorous animal, not like a carnivorous animal. You know that carnivorous animals have sharp canine teeth? Why? Because they have to tear flesh. Herbivores and humans don't have sharp canine teeth because they are not meant to tear flesh. You know that carnivorous animals have sharp claws because they have to catch their prey and kill it. Our claws? You want to eat meat? No, okay, go catch your prey and kill it and then eat it. We don't have. You know that herbivores and animals and human beings have an intestinal tract which is 20 times the body length. And a carnivorous animal has intestinal tract only 2 to 3 times the body length. Why? Because all meat products decompose immediately. So if it stays in the body for too long, it will develop poisonous toxins. Therefore, the intestinal tract is only 2 to 3 times the body length. So what is eaten will quickly be removed. But for us and herbivores, it is 20 times the body length, which means what we eat
slowly, slowly passes all the vitamins, proteins, everything is assimilated by the body and then is thrown as excreta.
Right.
So our proposal is, if you want to eat meat, you must eat meat the way the carnivores do. Go to the forest, catch your prey, kill it, and eat flesh raw. Has any carnivorous animal added masalas? Masala mutton curry. I don't know if there's something like that. I'm a vegetarian since birth. Masala mutton curry. No. So if we want to eat flesh, we must eat flesh the way carnivorous animals eat.
Right.
But if we can't, then we can't. We can't kill animals and eat flesh. What? Oh, wonderful. It is the karma of the animal to be killed.
Right.
It's not the people who want to eat flesh. Poor fellow, it was the karma. Is it not? Now, even if it is the karma of the animal to be killed, you are creating your karma by killing that agar. Very wonderful answer, madam. Great. A big hand for madam there. It is the karma of the animal to be killed, no? Let the Lord decide who is to be the instrument to kill it. Let's not become the instruments and create our own flesh karma. Is that okay? Next. So we have no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Next. How can one be Krishna conscious in family life? First practical tip, one needs a guru. Second practical tip, one needs to regularly visit the college. Correspondence course nahi hota idhar. Number three, we need to follow the four regulative principles of no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex and no gambling. Number four, moral and spiritual honesty and charity. What is the best charity that you can give to someone? You are, by making him spiritually high, by not benefiting his body, by benefiting his spirit. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Pune, in one Mr. Malhotra's house, and she was asked this question, what is the highest charity? He said, look, if Mr. Birla calls you to his house and keeps you there for a month, feeds you, takes nice care of you, for no reason, just does favor upon you, and then you come back to your home, come back to your house, you're living here, and Mr. Birla's young child, young son, one day you find him walking on Grand Road Station, phati hui chaddi, right? And his knees wounded, emaciated, hungry, poor fellow. What would be help to him? Take the child to a nearby restaurant, feed him nicely. And do what? Leave him. Or to go to a nearby shop and buy him a nice pant because his pant is torn. Or go to a nearby doctor and nurse his wound. Would that be charity to Mr. Billa, sir? Would that be help? What is help? Take him back to the father. The best thing that you could do is take him back to the father. The father can give him as much food, as much clothes, as much treatment. He can hire a big doctor from US just to put a putty on his wound. What putty you are putting? What bandage you are putting? Right? So also, you can give some money, you can give some this and that. What is the best charity that we can give to the world? We are all the sons of God. Like Mr. Birla's lost child, we are also the lost children of God. Somehow now we have come in connection. We should try to bring the lost children back to the Father, as she said. That is called a spiritual charity, which doesn't simply benefit the body, but benefits the soul. Now if you are taking care of a drowning man who is drowning in the river, you go to save him. Right? There are 50 people, only one person knows swimming. He goes in and he takes out his 5,000 worth of clothes and brings it out. Is that saving the person? Saving the dress does not mean saving the person, but saving the person means automatically saving the dress. The soul is the person and the body is like the dress. Simply taking care of the body, will the soul be saved? But if you take care of the soul, will the body be taken care of?
Yes. We will discuss how.
Next. It is taught that you should dovetail your occupation in service to Krishna. Not give up your occupation. People think bhakti yoga means I should now leave my job, leave my occupation and become a monk. No. Dovetail one's occupation in service to Krishna. How? Making your home into a temple. You can definitely come to this temple, but making home into temple is not simply meant to be a concept for movies. Ghar ek mandir. It is meant to be a reality. Now, when you go to a mantralaya, you know, what do you see? On top of the mantralaya? The Indian tricolored flag. And what does the tricolored flag indicate to you? This belongs to the government of India. This is the property of the government of India. Wherever there is a tricolored flag, this is the property of government. If you go to the US embassy, you will find the US flag. This belongs to the US government, not to the Indian government. You see? Now, on top of every home today, no, you will find the flag. Not made of cloth, made of aluminium. Right. The television antenna. As soon as you see that antenna, what does that mean? This is the flag on top of my house. That means the owner of this house is the television. And therefore the central place in the house goes to the television. What 800 years of Mughal rule could not do, what 200 years of British rule could not do, television did it in 20 years. Right? Took away the Lord from out of our lives and brought all kinds of nonsense in the house. And then we are thinking, oh, why does my angel-like child behave like a Saturn, you know? You are putting your angel-like child in the lap of Saturn and expecting to him to be an angel. Right. Make your home into a temple. How? Number one, make an altar. And this will be taught in the advanced course. How to make an altar where the Lord's picture, the Lord's deities are there. Next, offer your food to God and only take prasad. Why? Because yes, when you eat palak paneer. What have you done? Taken life, killed. And because you have killed, you will get the sinful reaction for that. Everything we eat, we are increasing our sinful reactions. Because we are killed in our eating. Therefore, when you offer food to God, no? All the reactions are washed away. So therefore, offer food and take prasad only. Immediately, a wonderful idea will come in our mind. If we have killed palak and offered and that palak became karma free, we can also kill chicken. A goat, offer it to the Lord on the altar, and that will also be free from sin. So then we will eat chicken tandoori mahaprasad, is it not? Or murg masallam mahaprasad, is that right? Yes! If you offer a killed animal to Krishna as bhoga, Krishna will purify that sin and that will become prasad. That means we are supporting meat eating. Arre, ek slide pehle bola no meat eating. Right. Now it seems like you are supporting meat eating. No. Now, if you love someone and you invite him for a feast, what will you feed him? What he likes, not what you like. So if you are offering food to the Lord whom you love, what should you feed him? What he likes. And what does he like? In the Gita he says, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktya uparitam ashnami prayatatmana. Offer me a leaf, fruit, flower or water with devotion, I will accept it. Where in Gita does Krishna say,
अंडम मटनम मच्छम क्रैबम यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहम भक्त्या उपरितम अश्नामि प्रयतात्मना. Does Krishna say anywhere in the Gita? Offer me egg, fish, meat, flesh. I'll tell you, I am from a Jain family. Never in my life I have touched non-vegetarian foods. I don't mind being eating non-vegetarian food. Can you imagine what kind of austerity it will be for me? Even to see gives me nausea. But I don't mind eating it. When Krishna says, offer it to me. Because when you offer it to Krishna, it will be free from sins. But the problem is, Krishna has not said, and Krishna will not say, and therefore we are never going to eat non-vegetarian food. What a relief for me, you know. What a relief, because I never tasted that kind of food. So are we vegetarians? No! Are we non-vegetarians? No! We are not vegetarians, we are non-vegetarians, then what are we? We are Krishnatarians. Prabhupada coined that word, Krishnatarians. We are not concerned with being a vegetarian, nor are we concerned with being a non-vegetarian. What are we concerned with? What Krishna wants from us. And what food is offerable to Krishna? Sattvic ahar. Because Krishna eats sattvic ahar, therefore we eat sattvic ahar. Because we don't eat anything that is not offered to Krishna. So onion and garlic comes in the mode of rajoguna, tamoguna, rajasic and tamasic ahar, which is unofferable to Krishna. Therefore we also don't take onion and garlic. We simply take Krishna's prasad. So what should you do? Make an altar at home. Offer your food to God. Next. Offer aarti. You know where this word aarti comes from? Aarti comes from the word aratri. Ratri means darkness, night. Aratri means light, no darkness. In all of our lives there is darkness due to ignorance, darkness due to suffering. Performance of aarti is not simply a ritual. The purpose behind that ritual is to bring light in our lives. Next. Invite the family to participate. A family that prays together, stays together, a family that dances together, advances together. Dances? Where did dancing come from? We'll see that. Right. Now, if you have a pond, you take a small stone and put it, there'll be ripples, is it not? Now put another stone there, on the other side there'll be ripples, is it not? And what will happen? The ripples will clash. Mummy says, Z plus pe ye dekhna hai. One stone, ripples. Papa says, cricket match dekhna hai. Another stone, ripples. Beta says, cartoon network dekhna hai. Another stone, ripples. Clashes in family. Why are there clashes in family? Because there are different centers of interests. Correct? If you put a stone, there is ripples. Put the stone at the same center, will there be clashes? There will be concentric circles. Again, put the stone at the same center, concentric circles. Family means the brother, the sister, the husband, the wife, the son, the father, the mother. Everyone has to have the same interest, the same center to worship God. Therefore, family life is called as Grihastha Ashram, where God is worshipped. You see? Did you know about Shiva's family? Shiva's family is an interesting family. You know what is Shiva's Vahan? Nandi. And Shiva's ornament? Snakes. You know what is Ganesha's Vahan? Mushika, rat. You know what is Kartikeya's Vahan, another brother of Ganesh? Peacock. And you know what is the Vahan of Durga Devi Parvati? Lion. Right? Now, a lion attacks a bull and kills a bull. A bull attacks a peacock. A peacock attacks snakes. Peacock feeds snakes. and snakes eat rats. And all of the personalities are staying in the same home and not one conflict. Why? Because the center is the same. Worship of the Lord. They are all devotees of the Lord. You see? Therefore, if you want Sukh Shanti in home, no? If you want Vrindavan and not Kurukshetra, very often at home there is Kurukshetra. You see? One time a man asked another man who just got married. He said, how is your married life? Everything going on well? He said, sometimes I am happy, sometimes she is happy. Said, how? Said, yes. Whenever she is angry, she throws something at me to hit me. So when I dodge the attack and don't get attacked, then I am happy. And when she hits me rightly, then she is happy. So sometimes I am happy, sometimes she is happy. You know, once I read at Pedder Road, Sukh Shanti apartments under construction and repairs. That is precisely what our life is now. Sukh Shanti apartment, but badly under construction and repair. If you want real repair for your Sukh Shanti apartment, make an altar, offer food to God, perform arati, invite the family to participate. Right? Next. Finally, the A, B, C, D of your practical application of Bhagavad Gita. Number one, be very careful about your association. B for books. Read the books given by Srila Prabhupada, the scriptures. C for chanting the holy names of God. Bhakti Yoga in the age of Kali begins by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And D for diet. Only prasadam. Right. Simple. If you want to know how to apply Bhagavad Gita in your day-to-day life, make sure you have the right kind of association. Make sure you have books. Make sure you chant the holy name and make sure you have prasadam as your diet only. Next. Now just go through quickly. The Yuga Dharma for this age is, it is said in Satya Yuga, what was the process of acquiring God? Meditation. What was the process of acquiring God in Treta Yuga? Yajna, sacrifice. What was the process in Dwapar Yuga? Temple worship. Agar yajna karna hai na, शुद्ध घी लगता है अभी शुद्ध डालडा भी नहीं मिलता हाउ विल यू परफॉर्म यज्ञ देयरफॉर व्हाट इज द यज्ञ फॉर दिस एज हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा यस्टरडे आई वाज मेंशनिंग दैट इफ इन अ स्कूल एवरीवन देयर लेवल इज दे कांट इवन गेट 35% पासिंग मार्क डफर बैच The principal reduces the passing mark only, is it? 25%. Sabke sab ek jata na. Everyone is the same. So now 25% you come down to. Aray, abhi 25 kar diya. Kam se kam abhi to pass ho. So the Lord said, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, there were very difficult means. But Kali Yuga means a duffer's batch. Can't do meditation, yajna, temple worship. Okay, passing mark reduced. Simply chant Harinam. At least... Now do it. It has been simplified, made so easy. Right. Go on. And this process of Harinam Sankirtan was preached by the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in this world 500 years back. This movement was spread by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout India and later carried on by Srila Prabhupada. Go on. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada throughout the world. Go on. Srila Prabhupada established this society called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In the year 1965, he went to New York and in 1966, he founded the society. Went with 40 rupees in his pocket. Right. Simply 40 rupees in his pocket and simply dependent on Krishna and the holy name of Krishna. And today, several years later, 30, 35 years later, we have 450 centers all over the world. Africans, Japanese, Chinese, Americans, Europeans, all chanting Hare Krishna and practicing a proper Vaishnava lifestyle as was taught by Srila Prabhupada. A few contributions of Srila Prabhupada at a quick glance. In his childhood, he was performing this Rath Yatra, met his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in the year 1965, took the ship Jalduta to go to New York,
had two heart attacks on the ship, but did not turn back. No one known in America came to America and started preaching to the American boys and girls, the hippies there. Go on. George Harrison, the famous of the Beatles, was so impressed by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, that came and started practicing the Krishna consciousness philosophy. Srila Prabhupada made hundreds and thousands of the Western people into disciples. Went to Russia and saw the Basil's Cathedral. Met so many prominent scholars, professors, scientists, and preached Krishna consciousness to them. What? Established temples. An acharya establishes a temple which is an university for all of us. In Mayapur, Vrindavan, Mumbai, so many temples. Established wonderful deities of the Lord where we can go and offer our worship. Taught how to make your home into a temple. Come to this temple also, learn how to make your home into a temple. And of course, gave a sumptuous prasadam by which we can be easily attracted to the process of Krishna consciousness. Translated tirelessly the books even at the age of 70 and gave us hundreds and hundreds of books based on the Vedic literatures which we can read and apply in our lives. Gave the Back to Godhead magazine, which is a monthly magazine in which several issues of the world are addressed from a spiritual perspective. Jagannath Puri, the land of Rath Yatra. Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra, 8th of July is the Rath Yatra festival. Jagannath had never gone across the ocean. Srila Prabhupada was the first person to start Jagannath Rath Yatra all over the world. Name a major city of the world today and we have Rath Yatra there. As a matter of fact, in New York, 22nd Avenue is the most important street in the whole of New York. And the only spiritual people allowed to use the street is the Hare Krishna's ISKCON. And on Rath Yatra Day, even in India, there is no holiday. In New York, the whole 22nd Avenue, there is a holiday. All shops closed. All Americans right there on the street participating in the Rath Yatra festivals. New York Rath Yatra, San Francisco Rath Yatra, London Rath Yatra, Melbourne, Sydney. Srila Prabhupada started the Gurukul system where young kids, Americans, Europeans were now learning under Guru. Learning the Gita, learning the Vedas, simultaneously learning mathematics, geography, etc. because they would have to deal with the outside world also. The Gurukul system. He came in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, as you mentioned, out of the four Sampradayas. And we have devotees all over the world preaching this Harinam Sankirtan movement. What? Srila Prabhupada was the modern day Narad Muni. The modern day jet age Parivrajakacharya, who travelled all over the world and transformed hunters and people who were so much addicted to sinful activities and made them into pure Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada taught us the importance of Goraksha, cow protection. Next. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have here in Mumbai three temples. One at Mira Road, Srishti Complex. Second at Hare Krishna Land, Juhu. And the third, right here where you are sitting. And the deities at this temple are Shishi, Radha, Gopinath and Lalita, Vishakha. So now, how do you practically apply the Gita? First, revision. Take shelter of a spiritual master. Second, beware of your association. Third, four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Fourth, make your home into a temple. Make an altar, offer food and take prasad. Invite the family to participate. Five, chant Hare Krishna every single day. Remember the ABCDs. A for association, B for books, C for chanting, D for diet. Out of A, B, C and D, C can start as you walk out of the temple this hall year. Right? You can take a mala, learn how to chant Hare Krishna and begin from when? Aaj kal kare so? Aaj kare so? Abhi pal mein parlay ho jayega? Bahuri karega? Kabhi? Right. When will you do? Now is the time. Nowadays, just a moment. Nowadays, पीपल हैव चेंज्ड इट. आज करे सो कल कर, कल करे सो परसो. अभी इतनी जल्दी क्या है, जब पड़े हैं बरसों.
अब बरसों कहां है हमारे पास.
नहीं, सो माई हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट इज द सक्सेस ऑफ दिस कोर्स विल बी इफ यू कैन अप्लाई अ फ्यू ऑफ दीज प्रैक्टिकल थिंग्स दैट वी हैव डिस्कस्ड टुडे, बिगिनिंग विथ चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्ण. या यस मैडम, या बिगिनिंग विथ चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्ण एंड एटलीस्ट कमिंग रेगुलरली टू द टेम्पल हियर, एटलीस्ट नाउ ट्राइंग टू स्टॉप ईटिंग मीट प्रोडक्ट्स, एटलीस्ट ट्राइंग टू ऑफर एज मच थिंग्स एज आर विदाउट अनियन गार्लिक टू कृष्णा एंड टेकिंग दैट एज प्रसाद एंड स्लोली स्टेडिली नॉट इमीजिएटली राइट चेंजिंग योर लाइफ स्टाइल. इमीजिएट मीन्स एज अ शूटिंग स्टार यू गो अप एंड कम डाउन gradually, gradually incorporate as much as is possible in your lifestyle. Right? Chanting for how long? The devotees of the Hare Krishna movement chant 16 rounds daily, which takes anywhere in between an hour and a half to two. We do not say that you have to start with that. You can begin with 2 to 4. You know, taxi wallas in Mumbai, you know, they have a meter system. 13 rupees se kam nahi. So we also have a meter system. 4 se kam nahi. 4 ka meter dal dete hain. So we should start chanting 4 rounds of Hare Krishna daily. Initially it may take 7.5-8 minutes per mala. But as you get used to it, within 5 to 6 minutes you will finish one round. Which means within 15 to 20 minutes, your chanting will be done. Right? So we will have malas here. And those of you who are interested can come to me and the devotees here. They will teach you how to chant, how to pronounce. And you can begin. When? Today. Today you can start with 1 and from tomorrow you can start with 4 rounds daily. So a few announcements. First is about the Advanced Bhagavad Gita course. All of those who are interested in the Advanced Bhagavad Gita course can enroll your name outside with the registration counter. And the devotees who will be conducting the Advanced Gita course will be His Grace Dwarkadhish Prabhu, Dr. Dhaval Dalal and his good wife, Vishakha Mataji. Both husband and wife will be coming and teaching you how to make an altar, how to actually offer food, how to actually offer aarti. All these things will be taught and plus much, much more from the Bhagavad Gita. So kindly do enroll. Also, we have Venugopal Prabhu and his wife here. Right. Venugopal Prabhu and his wife, Mataji is here. Both of them. And we have Jai Murari Prabhu and his wife also, good wife. They are professionals. But what are they doing? They have made their homes into a temple and are practicing it. So that means there is a lot of hope. It's not only these baldies here. There are many, many, you know, people in married life who can practice this Krishna consciousness. And make sure you collect your response sheet and do fill your response sheet honestly, please. I know I am a very boring person to be with. You could write your response very freely. You don't need to have to write your names if you don't like. Give your response very freely so that we can improve this course the next time. I am very sorry for going 35 minutes late, but all the members here gave me that privilege. Right? Yesterday about 20 to 25 people told me that don't mind about the time. Last day, even if it's 15-20 minutes late, you can go and complete the discussion. Thank you all very, very much. I must congratulate all of you for being with me here, tolerating me for the last 6 days. Thank you very, very much. And you are all going to receive your certificates. Right. Because it's a certificate course. Are we going giving it today? Yeah. So we will all be handing over your certificates to you today. Please feel free to come and ask any questions you have today. This is the last day I'm going to meet you. Not last day I'm going to meet you. Anytime in the future you come, I'll see you. But for this course, I'll see you only last today. So please feel free to come and clarify your doubts and your queries. Hare Krishna.